This is Eco Money on Money FM 89.3, where we bring you the latest in sustainable finance and investment. I'm Rachel Kelly. Climate change, food safety, declining and aging farming populations, combined with large events such as the COVID-19 crisis, these all impact our food supply chain. The flip side to this is that demand for food continues to increase. Projections place the world's population at over 9 billion people by 2050, with nearly twice the current demand for food. Southeast Asia, home to 9% of the world's population and a leading exporter of agricultural commodities such as rice, coconuts, palm oil, fruits and vegetables, plays a crucial role in the global food system. Graham Dixie, Executive Director of Grow Asia, a spin-off of the World Economic Forum based in Singapore, says the organization works with farmers to help them improve their profitability, productivity, and at the same time lower the environmental footprint of their farming system.
The demand for food in the region is going up. The total region demand for food is about $4 trillion. That includes Asia, the whole of Asia, and the Pacific, and it's going up at 6% per year. So it will double. So that's the upside. But the people who deliver that food are small-scale farmers, often where the poor are based, undereducated, separated from the increasing urban demand. And so what GrowAsia does is work with public sector, private sector, and the producers to get them to work together to solve some of the problems of the small-scale farmer.
Grow Asia currently has 6 country partnerships across the region. In Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, Philippines, Vietnam, Cambodia and Myanmar, and about 500 partners.
Half of that is the private sector. Half of that is the local private sector. The other half is the multinationals. And the other 50% is made up a mix of government agencies, farmer organizations and civil society. And they form working groups, generally along value chains. And they look to come together and work in the pre-competitive space to come up with solutions. So in effect, what they're trying to do is grow the pie, and then they can argue amongst themselves about who gets what slice. But it is by working together that they can do things differently and make results happen that hitherto have not happened before.
To date, Grow Asia says it's reached about 1.8 million farms, of which 1.3 million are directly involved in Grow Asia projects.
When the project is sufficiently mature, we get an independent consultant to go in and do a case study. And so we've done that on about 10 of our more mature projects. And we can say that amongst those, there are around about 300,000 farmers whose lives have changed. And the incremental income, in other words, how much more income is ending up in their pockets now than did before, is about $80 million a year.
Graham Dixie, Executive Director, Grow Asia. I'm Rachel Kelly, and this has been Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.